Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Every family has a story. Today, we travel to a farm in the Midwest, the center of American agriculture, to meet the Fitzpatrick family. The Fitzpatrick family is well known in this corner of rural America. Some of them live on the family's 115 hectares of land. Almost all have helped farm at some time or another, but most also hold other jobs. Some work in manufacturing. Another is an excavator. He has a digging and earth-moving business. Others work in a dentist's office, a post office, and a courthouse.
Leo Fitzpatrick's grandfather claimed land here more than 100 years ago. In 2005, Leo was honored as the owner of the Michigan Centennial Farm of the Year. The honor goes to land that has been farmed by the same family for at least a century. That might not sound like very long compared to other countries, but keep in mind that the United States is not yet 2.5 centuries old. Some of the family moved out of the area for a while, but in time they returned. Leo's daughter, Rhonda, married a man named John Reppert. For years, they lived near the biggest city in Michigan, Detroit.
Rhonda Reppert says it was good to come back. The Repperts now live in a big house that was built for them. The house is made from logs of cedar wood. John Reppert likes to hunt and fish, but if he wants to see wildlife, all he has to do is look out his window. Rhonda says deer often come right up to the house.
Rhonda's brother, Dan, never left the area. After high school, he spent more than 20 years as a welder and part-time farmer. Then he got his wish. He became a full-time farmer. He plants corn, wheat, and oats on more than 320 hectares of land, including some family land. His father says Dan has greatly improved the farm's production with up-to-date agricultural methods and equipment. Dan planted soybeans once, not too long ago. The crop did well, but it was a loss. It was destroyed by hungry deer. The Fitzpatricks used to raise turkeys, but not anymore, not since wild turkeys invaded their farm. These days, only about 2% of Americans farm for a living. Part-time farming and community farming are gaining popularity. But traditional family farms have largely been replaced by big, highly productive factory farms. 50 years ago, 14 hours of labor on 1 hectare of land produced about 100 bushels of corn or maize. Now it can be done with less than half a hectare. These numbers come from the United States Department of Agriculture. But Leo Fitzpatrick points out that farmers still work very hard. It is not unusual for a farmer to work day and night at planting and harvest times.
With all the gadgets and things that are great for industry and everything, we're still people who live off the land. We're a part of the land. You can eat an old cow, but you can't eat an old computer.